Let's go to Washington and talk to Professor Nabil Mikhail on this. Welcome to the programme. So, Professor Mikhail, first of all, the main question with regards to Iraq is that who benefits from the terrorism and violence there?
I think Iraq now is displaying the symptoms of the crisis in Syria. Do not ignore, please, what is going on in Syria and how it impacts Iraq. Syria is about to be hit by the American Navy. So there is a renewed effort to destabilize Iraq. Definitely, Al-Qaeda succeeded in infiltrating deep into the Iraqi society. And the Iraqi state police system is doing its best, sometimes successful, sometimes unsuccessful, to combat it. So anything that happens in Iraq now is more regional than domestic. There is violence, but it is in preparation for something bigger.
I mean, the recent violence in the country calls into question the accuracy and commitment of the intelligence and security apparatus of Iraq. I mean, some say that infiltration in the security forces is to blame for the violence there. Is that so?
This is a good point, and to some extent it is true, because basically you have to have knowledge about all these details of the movements of people and groups. But also, intelligence is a very hard work. It is complicated. It is secretive. Gradually, it is technological. The question actually is that the central authority in Baghdad still needs to upgrade its professional standards in whom to recruit to work as intelligence officers and how to staff the intelligence apparatus. They need advice from a number of countries who can help them operate better the intelligence services. It's also a very sensitive issue, considering that under Saddam, the intelligence apparatus was used to abuse or commit bad human rights violations. So Iraq actually still needs to upgrade its intelligence apparatus. At the same time, it has to draw a line that the apparatus or the security service should not be used in operations that could undermine democracy or violate the rights of Iraqi citizens.
So all in all, is there any political solution to the situation in Iraq?
Definitely. I mean, politics in Iraq has come back after the overthrow of Saddam. Millions of Iraqis are no longer shouting for long live Saddam. So politics has been reinstituted in Iraq. How can politics help the intelligence community or the intelligence services or ensure better security for the Iraqis? It basically can happen if it allocates the right values, if it secures the future for the Iraqis. You have to realize that violence also originates as a result of a degree of insecurity. If politics in Iraq is about who will get fairly what, where, when, and how, and why, I think you would preempt future terror attacks and the likelihood of the occurrence of violence, but it is a very hard job to do.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Professor Nabil Mikhail from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.